USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around the world, demonstrations are happening to demand justice for George Floyd, a black man who died after being pinned by a white police officer. WCBS reporter Corey James is in New York City.
Protesters gathered on the street and under trees along Central Park West in Harlem.
I just pray that it doesn't stop after this week.
We're here today to do our part because someone at some time risked their lives for us.
There was a demonstration in Minneapolis where Floyd died. There's also a huge protest in Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
You know that we have to speak up loudly for more justice and more peace.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E. 833-34-BIBLE.
The mayor of D.C. has renamed a street that leads to the White House. USA's John Hunt has more.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser had Black Lives Matter painted on the street that leads directly to the White House, where protesters have been demonstrating following George Floyd's death in police custody.
We want to call attention today to making sure our nation is more fair and more just.
The mayor said that the people who painted it were all from the D.C. Public Works Department. President Donald Trump slammed Bowser Friday afternoon, tweeting, "The incompetent mayor of Washington, D.C., whose budget is totally out of control and constantly coming back to us for handouts, is now fighting with the National Guard, who saved her from great embarrassment." Bowser also tweeted later in the morning that that particular section of 16th Street has now been renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tropical storm Cristobal is continuing to strengthen over warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is gearing for the Gulf Coast, where there are now tropical storm and storm surge warnings in effect. The worst conditions are skewed to the eastern side of the storm due to winds high in the atmosphere over the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect the storm to strike the central Gulf Coast late into Sunday. The central Louisiana coastline is the most likely point of landfall. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards requested President Trump declare a pre-landfall emergency for the state. Officials in Hawaii say a hunter has found a 4-foot-long ball python. USA's Jesse Edwards has more.
An Oahu man told authorities that he found the snake while hunting in the forest on the windward side of the island. The hunter captured the snake alive and turned it over to the Department of Agriculture, which is keeping the animal at its plant quarantine branch. Officials said the serpent will not be euthanized. Snakes are illegal to keep as pets in Hawaii as they're considered to be potential invasive species posing a threat to local birds and other small animals. Here's Kent Dumala with the Hawaii Department of Agriculture.
We'd rather you turn it in to us than release it in the wild. If you do for snakes, if you are caught with a snake, it is a Class C felony, a $200,000 fine, and up to 3 years in jail.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.